Hello, I'm Keith Teedy coming to you from New Media Central. We produce this podcast weekly so that you can listen in, hear what I got to say about things, hear what I got to say about maybe making some improvements in some weird things that are going on in this federal government, and offering up a solution now and again about what can be done. I love getting your feedback. I love hearing from y'all. You can go to my website, newmediacentral.org. There's a place there for your feedback. Appreciate leaving feedback. I love reading what y'all think about it. Today I'm going to talk about resolving issues. We got a lot in this country, and we need to do something. We're kind of sitting still here. We need to move. I also have a flash from the past when I saw the mayor of Toronto, Bob Ford, admitting to smoking crack. Of course, it made me think of Marion Barry. I'm sure it did a lot of people. And the former mayor of Washington, D.C., you know, during his term in 1990, he got busted. He got caught on video, smoking crack with a bunch of hookers laying all over him. Well, he went to prison, and when he got out, he got reelected. The guy is still holding elective office in the Council of District of Columbia. Amazing. Anyway, enjoy the show, and I appreciate your comments. We have some issues in this country that need to be resolved. The way they get resolved is people talking about them and action being taken. They all be talking about something where I believe there's a problem. I'll address the problem. I'll try to give information on something that can be done about it. And it may or may not be the right thing to do, but at least it's something. And that's my thing, is do something. It doesn't matter if it's exactly right when you first start, but do something. I mean, we're kind of standing still in this country. The majority of this country, I still believe, and I'll always believe, most of the people in this country want to be good, moral and ethical, and everything they do, they at least think about doing the right thing. And there's a lot more of us than we think. You watch the news, and you see these scumbags in elected office at the federal level, and they are scumbags. Clearly, it's not hard at all to see that they're scumbags. They're smooth. They can fool you, and a lot of people are fooled, including myself at times, that these guys are sleaze. They're scumbags. And that's why I'm always talking about let's get them out, every single one of them, and start over. Because most of us are moral and ethical, and we want to do the right thing, and we are doing the right thing day to day in our living, and we're allowing a few people who get a lot of press, and everybody's attached to their TV, and they're watching this news, and they're going, oh, well, Marion Barry was really a good man. Let's reelect that guy. We got to figure a way around this, folks. There's so many things we can do. We can go to websites and podcasts and AM radio and talk radio and conservative talk radio. I mean, what I'm talking about is it seems conservative when I talk about the stuff that I do because everything is so liberal in the press and in politics that to get around it, you have to go the other way a little bit. To counteract one thing, you got to go the other way a little bit. As I've mentioned many times before, I'm a centrist, as are most people in this country. If you could possibly turn each person in this country into a dot on a graph, a political spectrum graph where far right is extreme conservatism, far left is extreme liberalism, and there'd be a line right down the middle. If you can picture this graph, far right, far left, and a line right down the middle, most Americans would be right on that line. And as you got to either extreme, the numbers would thin out. to where by the time you got to the far right, the only people out there would be politicians and news media personnel. So that's how it is. What's wrong with letting that type of politics run this country? Why not elect people from that pool of the majority of people who sit right in the middle? You know, you lean a little bit right, you lean a little bit left on certain things because you've had experiences in your life that cause you to feel a certain way about things. That's fine. But most of us are right there in the center, a little bit right, a little bit left. Each issue, we're probably a little bit different. And so why are we even listening to these people that are out there on the extremes? Maybe it's more exciting, you know. I remember Rush Limbaugh saying that you can't be compassionate if you're a centrist. Well, I'm a centrist and I'm pretty damn compassionate about how I feel about things. So you can be. It's not as derisive. It's not as combative. But hey, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we've had enough combat in this country. Maybe we need to get back to civility and less confrontation. Let's get stuff taken care of and quit BSing everybody. Many of my podcasts so far have been about Obamacare because it's the big thing right now. I've spoken and written about healthcare for a long time, decades, literally. And it's coming to a head here with Obamacare. That's one of the good things about Obamacare is this is coming to a head. It's gotten to the point where everybody's going, well, we got to figure this thing out here. Obamacare, to me, is the epitome of government gone totally wrong. And I've talked about why in previous podcasts, and I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's a few people, a very small percentage, less than 1%, way less than 1% of people making decisions that aren't good for the majority of us that are sitting right there in the middle that I've spoken about just a minute ago. Like it or not, we're there. This guy corrupted the Supreme Court. Judge Roberts, I would love to watch a movie or read a book about how that really came down, about how Judge Roberts, a supposedly conservative judge, votes to make the law of the land something that nobody in this country really wants. I'd love to see that. I'd love for that to be exposed. I'd love for the whole country to see how that happened. So here we go. We got a very, very small number of people making the law of the land, something that nobody in this country wants. The mainstream media is sitting around talking about it like, well, this is how it is. It's kind of messed up, but it's the law of the land and it's going to happen. So get used to it. This is the new normal, folks. This is what we're going to do. Get used to it and quit whining. Here's the whiners saying quit whining and get signed up. It's the law of the land. You got to do it. Well, we got to figure out how not to do it. It's the wrong thing. It's totally wrong. We got to not do what the politicians and the media tell us to do. I mean, if you do 180 degrees from it, you're probably doing the right thing. And we're being hornswoggled into this. We're being led down a path that we don't want to go down because a few people that think they know what they're doing are trying to get away with something. We don't want to go there, folks. And now we got to stand up and stop it from happening. No Obamacare. No health care whatsoever, actually. Let's think about this. I talked about it before. Just find a doctor. When you get sick, go to him and pay him some money. It'll work out perfect because it did for centuries. There was no insurance. There was no government telling you had to have insurance or a health care policy of some kind. You just, you know, there were doctors. When you got sick, you went to them and you gave them money. Hopefully, you didn't get sick very much. Most of us are healthy most of the time. And if we got it out of our head that we need to go to the doctor every week, whether we need to or not, and just went when we had to go, the health care would change. I mean, it would go back to the good old days. And I keep talking about that. And I'm going to keep talking about it. The good old days when things were not crazy and totally out of kilter. People got sick, they went to the doctor, doctor fixed them, they gave the doctor some money, move on. And they didn't go very often because people are healthy, pretty much, especially Americans are very healthy. We got a lot of good food here, we exercise properly for the most part. You listen to the news and there's an obesity problem in this country. Well, yeah, we got a lot of fatties in this country. But most of us are working hard enough and moving around enough that we don't get obese. If you are obese, get it handled, man. Chris Christie, lose some weight, buddy, and then come back and talk to me. Except I won't listen because I don't like you. Well, there you have it. I was reading a story about Bob Ford, the mayor in Toronto, in Canada, and it reminded me of Marion Barry in D.C. and caught smoking crack, and Marion Barry had prostitutes all over him, and they had that footage of him smoking crack with prostitutes all around him. Okay, you know, guys do things like that sometimes. I don't want him representing me. I don't want him representing anyone in this country. You think of forgiveness? We should forgive him for his slip. Now, my thinking is this guy has been slipping for a long time. Matter of fact, you listen to him talk. If you could understand him, you would know that he has no interest whatsoever in obeying the law. The only thing he has is he can get elected. And here's the thing that really gets me. He got re-elected as mayor of Washington, D.C. Now, think of that city. Washington, D.C. That's where all the lawmakers in this country work. Washington, D.C., that's the seat of our federal government. And the mayor of that town, what does that say? When the mayor of Washington, D.C. gets busted for smoking crack and prostitutes laying all over him on film, and he gets reelected, what's that say? What it says to me is we got a problem here. If people like that can get elected, there's something going on. There's a number of things at play here, but a couple of things that stand out in my head are the huge number of people concentrated in a small area in these big cities and gerrymandering. I mean, they've changed the lines around so much that they're totally whacked out. When you have big numbers like that in the cities and you have gerrymandering going on, you just can't get an accurate vote on anything. And that's how the machine, big government and big business, have been getting what they want, regardless of the will of the people. And the reason I bring all this up is because I want to talk about the will of the people and how the will of the people has nothing to do with what's going on in government. Specifically, what I'm talking about is Obamacare. And today, specifically, I want to talk about Big Pharma because they think they're really going to get in on the good stuff here with this Obamacare. And that's one of the big reasons we need to stop it. I just saw a commercial on television. It was from GlaxoSmithKline Company, a big pharma company. I just want to make sure that I get this out, that I don't like the big pharma. I don't like how smooth they are. I don't like how they use the past, which was pharmaceutical companies did incredible things. They created medicines that help people a lot. That has changed, and these commercials that you see, they're so smooth, and they try to pretend like it's all like it used to be, where these big pharmaceutical companies had a bunch of people working there that their main goal was to figure out ways to help people through medicine. The thing that has changed is that's no longer the case. Now, Big Pharma, they're only thing is revenue. Only. They could care less about people. They don't care. They're using us as human guinea pigs. And it's clear by the fast talk at the end of the commercial when they go, this drug could cause you to be dead. It could cause you to have lung cancer. And they go real fast and hope that you don't really catch on to what they're saying. It's wrong, folks. It's another wrong. Big Pharma is not our friend. Big Pharma is not out there producing medicines that help people. They're out there producing revenue. Period. And that is it. Nothing more than revenue production. Their only concern is revenue enhancement. Period. Wake up, people. I don't want to be a human guinea pig. I hope you don't want to be a human guinea pig. don't watch those commercials on TV and go, oh, those are my symptoms. I need to get that. I'm going to go talk to my doctor today and see if I can get on that bandwagon. Don't do it, folks. We're healthy human beings. There's a lot of stuff out there that's not so healthy for us. And a number of those things are going to be future podcasts for me. But just don't drink the Kool-Aid, please. Don't swallow the pill. It'll kill you. It'll make you worse. And that's part of the plan, folks. I know it's a conspiracy theorist in me coming out, but yeah, there is a conspiracy, and we need to be aware of it and make sure we don't let it impact our lives. And that conspiracy is they create stuff to make you sicker than you already are, so you have to buy some more stuff that supposedly is going to make you well from the sickness that you got from taking that other pill, and it's a spiral, baby. They want it to not stop because it's huge revenue for them. They got it figured out where their goal is to get every American, actually every human on this planet, hooked on their stuff and have to keep buying it. And it's all part of the Obamacare plan where you don't have to like it or think it's good or bad or indifferent or anything else because it's going to be forced on you. You're going to pay for it through your taxes to Obamacare, single payer, which is what they want, and then they can do anything. They can tell you to take this drug or tell you not to take that one. They can force these things on you and do it in a way also that you think it's good. It's not good, folks. It's really not good. We don't want to be lab rats. I don't want to be. I hope you don't want to be. Let's get out of this mentality where big pharma and government are using us for lab rats. And how do we go about doing that? I always want to try to give an idea of what we can do. We're healthy people. You, me, and everybody else. The vast majority of us are healthy. We don't need these drugs. We don't need big pharma coming in and telling us we're sick and that they're going to give us a good drug that'll fix us, which is actually going to make us sicker, so we have to buy the next drug that they come up with down the line. We have to not take drugs. We have to not have that little package on our, that little box on our shelf that's got all the days of the week on it so we don't forget to take one of our drugs. Don't take any drugs, folks. If you're sick and going to die and there actually is a drug out there that'll help you, yeah, go ahead. But don't just go to the doctor and let him tell you 5, 6, 20 different drugs you got to take every day so that Big Pharma can get richer. We got to stop the crazy spiral, man. We got to stop it. And it's hard. It's hard for me to say this because so many people believe it and people are going to call me crazy and people are going to say, no, my doctor is really good and I love my doctor and he would never tell me anything bad to take. And it is a conspiracy, folks. And there's some good doctors out there that have fallen for it too. They don't even know what they're doing. In some cases, they know what they're doing a little bit, but they think it's okay, kind of. Some cases, they know exactly what they're doing, and they love it, and they want to do more of it. And they're getting kickbacks. It's part of the big money grab, folks. And we're being used as lab rats and revenue producers for Big Pharma. I don't like it. I hope you don't like it either, and I hope we can figure out some way to stop it.